ons is terug. Jy luister na Smal 90.4 FM. Hier is die tuis van musiekverskeidenheid. We are talking to Tienus Jansen van Rensburg because of course today is Tech Tuesday. And today we're talking about a very cool new development which might make life a little bit easier. Tienus, tell us about this new material that's been discovered.
Yeah, so it's a new ultra-thin material. The University of Oxford in the UK, their students and scientists working there have kind of developed. It is essentially an ultra-thin material that can be applied to any surfaces that is exposed to sunlight, which then means obviously this could potentially be an alternative for the silicon-based solar panels that we use at the moment. So those are obviously much bigger, thicker, they're rigid, they can't really be moved. And this ultra-thin material looks to be different, and it can be applied to almost anything, it sounds like. And it can fold, it can be molded in a shape, it can be essentially whatever you want it to be. And it has the potential to make solar panels way more efficient, essentially turn your backpack into a solar panel if you want.
That is kind of mind-blowing, because I think one of the bigger problems about using the sun as a viable source of energy is the size of the packs that you would have to have. You know, even a portable solar pack becomes a little bit too bulky to carry around. But if you can change the material itself and the back of your phone becomes the solar panel, that would be insane.
And that's potentially what can be done. Obviously, we're still in early days of these new materials. And this innovative film is made by stacking layers of light absorbing perovskite is the material's name. So this perovskite measures just over 1 micron thick. So they're putting layers and layers of 1 micron thick material on top of each other to make this thin film, essentially. And it is 150 times thinner than a traditional silicon wafer. It's called photovoltaics. And apparently it can be 5% more efficient even than current technologies. So imagine everything can be smaller, even more efficient. I mean, that's spells great things for us in being not energy dependent on anything other than the sun.
I remember a few years ago, correct me if I'm wrong, I know the Musk was touting this thing about almost like a Tesla tile, where the tiles, your roof tiles, are actually photovoltaic.
Yeah, they've launched it.
And it works?
It works 100%. It's only available in the States and Canada at this point, but they essentially replace your entire, all the shingles on your roof with these tiles that are all essentially small photovoltaic cells. And apparently it's very efficient. It's obviously still very expensive, but it works very well. So just imagine that, but with this new material, you know, less material, thinner, means it could be cheaper as well.
I'm all for it, because we have to move towards a little bit more green in terms of our energy use and our consumption of things. And if this makes it easier to make those things viable, I mean, it's extremely exciting.
Yeah, exactly. And as we see with all of these new technologies, they do start off very expensive. Just over the last decade, for example, normal solar photovoltaic cells, those panels, have decreased by 90% in price in just over a decade. So that's how quickly the technology is moving. And if this can come in somewhere sort of affordable at the beginning, and then also have that price drop curve over time as they develop the technology, who knows, maybe we can all have some form of this on, as you said, maybe your phone, maybe your roof, maybe your car even can be an electric car that's always charging.
Tienus is always bringing us the best news in science and tech. You can go and check out more on Bandwidth blog, where they discuss everything more in depth. We'll see you next week, sir.
Yep.
We're going to head back to the music right after these.